Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, a double shot of politics this hour, locally right now with Rochelle Olson. Then bottom of the hour, our friend Major Garrett, who had to switch his schedule. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello, sir.
Let's jump in here to cheers and jeers, and I want to jump in with Jeff Johnson. Jeff Johnson, part of Minnesota politics for a long time, Hennepin County Commissioner, and then twice ran for governor. And as a human being, Jeff Johnson is one of the kindest individuals you're ever going to meet. Just classy. Doesn't mean you have to agree with everything or anything, but just a decent person. And I feel better now knowing that Jeff is the director of Can Do Canines, a group I have donated to multiple times. Tell people about this spectacular organization.
Well, they train dogs free of charge for disabled people who could benefit from an assistant dog to help them do all sorts of things. So it's a true charity, and I actually knew Jeff Johnson on the county board when he made the decision to step away, partly because he found an organization that I think he could channel his sort of do-gooderism into. Mm-hmm. That's not really a word, but
yeah, go with it.
But yeah, they train dogs for free for people who can benefit from them, who qualify and need them, and they get them, you know, top-notch training. And the bill this year allows somebody, say, if I lived in a condominium where dogs of a certain size weren't allowed under the HOA, the law, if Governor Walz signs it, which it appears he's likely to do,
he better
would allow the dog to live with me for a year while during its training under an accredited program. But yeah, it's a great program, and the dogs are super cute, but you can't pet them once they've started training, so yeah. That kind of sucks.
Understand, and that's a line for those of us who love dogs, like your guy Duke. This is just a no-brainer, you know. And again, it hits home because of Quentin, but it hits home for everyone. There are so many people who have physical and intellectual challenges who could be helped immeasurably by an animal, in particular in this case by a dog. So please make this a part of any consideration you have for a donation of Can Do Canines, and let's hope this bill passes. Your guy Adrian Peterson and driving in this state, he just doesn't give a damn about anybody else but himself, does he?
It's the longer you think about that one, it's really horrifying. You know, drunk, four passengers in the vehicle. And we've had these sorts of tragedies with Twin Cities sports teams in the past, in the not too distant past, right?
Correct.
Death.
Malik.
It's hard to even think about. And it's, I mean, I don't know how much money of the $100 million or whatever Adrian Peterson still has left. But
he's lost a lot. I mean, he's had bankruptcy situations. He's been derelict in other responsibility. I mean, he's had multiple speeding tickets.
Yeah.
He's not a kid. Even if he's a kid, there's no justification.
Well, he's just clearly, I wish somebody could I wish he'd get help, or I wish somebody, you know, he needs to want it, obviously, for all sorts of reasons, but I hope he, this is not on a good trajectory. He got walked away from this one, but it's not looking great.
No, it's not. Let's get to a couple more. 3-2 beer and Carr and Housley. Can we ever just get rid of 3-2 beer? Where are we at, and talk about what Karin's trying to do?
This is a story I'm going to have to follow up on, because I don't know the details, but it's some complicated brew of the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association and the unions, and it all like ties back to remember when it was all the only beer we could buy on Sundays in convenience stores or grocery stores, and apparently they're loath to get rid of it. I don't know. Have you bought 3-2? I don't buy a ton of beer, but
no, I don't buy 3-2.
I think I have. At this point.
Yeah,
why?
Why? That's exactly right.
I didn't even like to drink it in college, you know?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's.
But I'll be following up on this sometime soon.
I like that. I like that you're all over. Okay, can I go off the board with you a little bit? Are you fit?
You always have a surprise for me that hopefully I know something about.
I bet you know this one. At least, even if you don't know the details, you can react to it, because it's your good friend, Steve Drazkowski, the Republican from Mazeppa, who he can offer up some crazy things on a regular basis. But I'm sure some other people think he's a genius and they love him, and you're allowed to do that. That's right. So he yesterday.
Yeah.
Offered an amendment to the transportation bill that the digital road signs, where they're trying to be witty, or they're trying to be offer up a colloquialism, or just
sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes they are funny, and he wants to get rid of them. Let's get rid of them. The messages compel drivers, as Drazkowski says, to figure out what the message means. And having the neurons in your head focusing on that, all the while distracting you as a driver from the roadway. Give me a break. You're not reading Shakespeare. You're not trying to get out of a safe room. You're not trying to solve world peace. You're chuckling briefly or amused or not laughing at something about pay attention or DUI enforcement, whatever it might be. It's not sticking in your brain for hours and hours and hours. So I think this is a complete waste of time. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree that it's a complete waste of time, and I personally like the signs because, I mean, if nothing else, sometimes they do make me think or chuckle, and I'm fine with that. I'm not blowing a lot of brain cells on them. But I don't understand. I mean, yes, you can, by the way, call him Draz because it's easier to pronounce. On a personal level,
he is
very a very pleasant person, but unless he eats up a lot of time on the Senate floor with all sorts of stuff that isn't going anywhere, and this is one of those things. I mean, we're here trying to put together, they're trying to put together a budget and talk about the big things, and he comes up with this, and I didn't even see how many votes he got. I could make an educated guess, but it just seemed like an unfortunate waste of time, as many things are.
I like them. I like the signs. I think you nail it, too. If you see it and you chuckle or it stands out, I think that probably has a better way to get you to pay attention than just the traditional. And I'm not calling for all other signs to just be humor related. Why can't we have a few and just try this? And the idea that I'm now frozen on this of the words, and I've completely paid no attention to how fast I'm going or anybody around me, I'm not buying that for a second.
Well, and I think I frankly think MnDOT has done a good job of sort of parsing them out. They don't inundate us with clever signs, and sometimes to the point that I'll look at a sign wondering if it's going to be clever. And maybe it's just a straightforward one, and that's okay. But then I've also read it. You know, I mean, I just think MnDOT's done a good job on sort of meeting them out and not overwhelming us. So they're not constant brain twisters out there on the road.
No, it's not.
The bigger scourge,
yeah,
seriously,
let's go.
As long as we're talking about it, I don't think we have to think too hard. What's the bigger problem with driving and distraction? That would be cell phones.
Yeah.
Every other person you look at, literally, you can be going 70, 80 miles, well, okay, within reason, any road. I mean, somebody's holding their cell phone up in one hand, which is illegal. Whether you're stopped, you're driving, it is illegal. You are not supposed to touch that thing, hold it up to your ear, anything when you're driving. And go stand on a street corner. It's frankly enraging. That's distracted driving. It is not these signs.
Okay, so, and I'll let you go on this. I'm going to ask you and the audience this. First of all, for the audience, it's 651-461-9226. Are you with Draz? Do you think we need to get rid of the clever, if you even think they're clever, signs about, you know, slowing down and distracted driving and DWIs? Because he's saying, nope, no fun. We're not having any fun, need straight words, clear message. I think he's 100% wrong. What do you want to say? If Governor Walz calls and says, Rochelle, you're now my distracted driving czar, and my first question to you is, what should the punishment be where people will really alter their behavior? What is it?
For driving and holding up a cell phone?
Yeah, for distracted driving with the phone, violating the law. What? How high does the punishment have to be? If they announce today, the first time you're pulled over, it's $500. Let's say it's $500. Would that substantially change the behavior of 95% of people on the road?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I don't think they just wouldn't pay it or think they didn't have to pay it or...
They just think they wouldn't get caught.
Right. They also think they wouldn't get caught. And, I mean, it's kind of like back to Adrian Peterson driving drunk. You know, he's not the problem. They're not the problem. They don't care about... I don't know about you, but I'd feel pretty bad if I killed someone on the road. I don't know that I'd ever get over it, especially for looking at a cell phone.
Yeah, for no reason, too. And God knows I'm not perfect in this area. But it is egregious. All right, my friend, give me one fun thing Rochelle Olson is doing this weekend.
I'm going to a Kentucky Derby party.
Oh, very nice. Where's the party at?
Where else but the Kingfield neighborhood of Minneapolis.
Very, very nice. Are you going to have a mint julep?
There will be mint juleps on hand. I'll make a game. I'll make a, what do you call it, post-time decision on my own consumption.
Yeah, yeah. Will you dress up? Will you have the hat? Will you?
No.
No.
No. No.
Wow.
I'm not that kind of person.
Okay, when's the last time Rochelle Olson really was dressed up for a social setting?
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't dress up for something, but I'm also not going to put on a derby hat.
Wow.
Trying to think.
Some people like hats.
Know.
I mean, I didn't realize.
I'm living in the pandemic, I guess.
I didn't realize you hated hats. I mean, would you like the whole hat industry to go under? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I love hats. I just don't really have the bandwidth to put together something cute and fancy for a derby party.
Get it done. Come on. Let's go.
Ooh.
Let's go.
I will for your derby party, Chad, when you invite me.
I will. I will do that soon. So, get ready. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'll be watching. I will be watching.
Okay.
Thanks, Rochelle.
Bye-bye.
Rochelle Olson, Major about 10 minutes away, as long as everything's worked out with his flight, and we certainly hope so.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The topics at hand, the signs you see in the highway that offer a little bit of humor. Steve Draskowski wants them out. I say it's utterly ridiculous. Keep them in there. I don't think it's going to completely change everybody's behavior, but I don't think this is a problem in any way. And also, since Rochelle raised an idea, and Jason and I were talking about it briefly the other day too, what punishment needs to be in play for all of us who still might make a mistake and grab the phone when it's completely unnecessary? How strong does the punishment have to be? Lindsay, yay or nay that we need to remove the attempt at humor on the electronic signs on the highway?
I think they're fine.
They're totally fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lindsay has now replaced Rochelle Olson. And your job, you are incentivized to get this resolved or else you are forced to never watch a hockey game ever again. Ever again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And offer up your silly commentary that it's better to get two goals behind than kill off a double minor.
I'm going to have to take some time to think about
that. Yeah. How strong does the punishment have to be to really get people to change their behavior? Is $1,000 enough?
No.
I don't think it is. I think, honestly, it probably has to be same as a DUI.
Access to the car? Access to driving?
Could be. Like where the cost is so extraordinary, the legal fees, how it changes your insurance. If we really want to get people to do it, and there's no defense for any of us who've done it or if you're still doing it now. There's none. There's other ways, including not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what we're going to have to do. It has to be incredibly stronger.
I know that there's a contraption when you choose to drink and drive that you have to, you
the
know,
ignition
the ignition lock. I wonder if there's a phone lock contraption that we could invest in. Has anybody come up with that idea?
Yeah.
Has anybody got seed money where they think that that's applicable?
That is. There are things where
you just put it in and it locks it down.
And the phone doesn't function.
Hmm.
Yep. There are things to do it. All right, let's get to a lot of your texts here. 651-461-9226 on both topics here. New sign idea. Did you see the signs or were you on your phone? Punishment would get people's attention. Confiscate phone or car. So are we really going to say the first time that you're caught distracted driving, we're confiscating your car? That's not going to pass. It isn't. It's too far. And how legally can we confiscate your phone? How is that going to hold up? I understand the attempt of really putting some teeth into it, but then we have to be a bit realistic about it. Texter, treat it like a Dewey with the plates included. I don't think the potential of the plates is what's going to change behavior. It's everything associated with it, with the cost. That's the issue, and including on insurance, on legal fees. That can play a major part in it. First time text is another texter on the topic on distracted. First time $100 fine and warning. Second time, license suspended for 3 months. Third time, suspended for a year. That's in the area. That's in the area. In fact, if they want to say the second time, license suspended for 6 months, I'm fine with that. Same as hockey should do. When you crash, you receive the same injury your victims experience. I get the idea, but what if you're egregiously looking at your phone, paying no attention, and you don't hurt a single soul, and just an officer sees it? Then the punishment's less? I don't think so. I don't think that makes sense. Another person saying lose cell phone privileges. I don't know how we're going to do that.
Seems like a free speech thing.
I don't know how in any way that would legally hold up.
Yeah.
You know, if they can set up something, as you said, that in your car you're required to pay for it and the cell phone will not work in your car, I get it. But to say we're taking away your cell phone in all other aspects of your life and you're an adult, that's just not going to hold up. Let's pause. Keep the text coming if you'd like. Traffic, weather, and our friend Major should be next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Major in the house. This man has landed in a town I'm very, very familiar with. I may have went to school in this town. When the show is done, I plan on sending you my apartments that I stayed in, my hangouts.
Yeah, but I won't be in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Sedona.
Oh, Sedona's spectacular.
Yes, I'm in the Sprinter van with several people heading to the McCain Institute Forum in Sedona.
Nice.
So that's where we're on the way to now. It's, as you know, about a two-hour drive, but well worth every moment because Sedona is among the most beautiful places in America.
100% right. It's part of the beauty of Arizona.
Yeah, one of the most beautiful states in the country.
It is. The diversity. I remember we went out there in June, okay, and we landed at Sky Harbor, and it was about 450 degrees. Okay, let's just be honest. You get to Sedona, it's 82 in perfect. You know, the scenery's up there, and obviously the late, great Senator McCain, that's where his base was for decades. And I love that they still honor him there. So that is fantastic. So,
My grandparents lived in the cleverly named retirement community of Youngtown on the outskirts of Phoenix.
Very good.
In the 60s and 70s. And so every Easter and Thanksgiving I spent in suburban Phoenix. And we would travel all around Arizona. And as you know, there's a very famous magazine in Arizona called Arizona Highway.
Yes.
I never understood that as a kid.
Right.
Like, why does a state have a whole magazine? Because it was mostly pictorials of this gorgeous, gorgeous state.
Such
and the diversity
state.
In climate, diversity yep. in topography, just diversity in kind of things you see and how the colors play at night and in the morning. Mm. It's one of the most beautiful places in America.
I love the desert. And also, if you're thinking, well, I miss winter, hey, go out there, go to Flagstaff in December, January, February. Great, great skiing.
Very toothy winter. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's significant. All right, let's jump in. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump finally said enough is enough with Mike Waltz. Why? And by the way, I'm not buying in any way that this was a promotion that he's moved to as the ambassador of the UN. No one is buying that. So why did he finally say enough? And is this just moving him to this position where he doesn't have to acknowledge that he made a mistake in hiring this guy?
Mostly that's it. The president this time around does not want to fire people, to fall victim to what he considers outside pressure, media narratives, or the like. But he still is under pressure from those in the MAGA movement who, for some reason, and I've never quite understood, always had sort of a grudge against Mike Waltz.
Yeah.
No matter how hard he tried, he jumped into election denialism with 2 feet, and I think he knew better. But he knew it was very politically important to sort of establish some street cred in the MAGA world. But it never worked. It never took. And his hires, or whether or not he was keeping people within the National Security Council, came under sort of then first scrutiny, then criticism. And then Laura Loomer jumps in.
Yeah. Oh, goody.
Walks into the White House, gets into Trump's ear, and suddenly two or three people are cashiered out of the National Security Council, completely undercutting any authority that Mike Waltz would have had that not happened. So bureaucratically, he was becoming neutered. And look, we learned this in the first Trump term. Whether he fires you or not, if he tires of you, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a promotion in a administration. Let me just quote this administration, which says, it wants to dismantle the post-World War II rules-based international order, of which the United Nations is a central figure. If you want to dismantle that, sending someone from the National Security Advisor, which is the hub in the West Wing of all the spokes of foreign policy and national security conversation, not to mention the intelligence community, and stick them in New York at the place that you want to disdain on your best days and humiliate on most of your days, that is not a promotion.
No
That's
chance.
Like sending him to the McDonald Islands or the Heard Islands, the ones with penguins that are being terrorized.
Those vicious penguins we can't trust. Are these people in the bus, by the way? Are they bothered that we're just having this conversation? I mean,
appear to be bothered at the moment.
Yeah. You know, they're like, who is this?
But, you know, they could turn on me at any moment.
Yes. Okay. So this is an incredibly important position. This is the position, as National Security Advisor, where in theory, on a daily basis, when the president, even if he's at Mar-a-Lago, Bedminster, White House, where at some point, formerly Mike Waltz would give him, Mr. President, here's what's happening today. Here is what's going on in all the hot spots. Here's an area to pay attention. So this is essential. Now, they've appointed Rubio in the interim. Now, do you see any scenario where Rubio, now also that minor job, Secretary of State, by the way, where he would keep permanently both positions?
Well, I will say this about that. Remember, Mick Mulvaney was interim White House Chief of Staff for 14 months. Okay? Interim.
Yeah.
So interim can have a very long shelf life in a Trump White House. Second, if Rubio is as close to Trump as Trump said he was yesterday, hey, if I have a problem, I call Marco, then he could stay for a while, for at least 3 or 4 months. At least I would think. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he stayed 3 or 4 months in this position. There is one historical precedent for this.
Correct.
Henry Kissinger had both roles, from 1973 to 1975, for President Nixon, and then he also served that role for Gerald Ford when he became president after Nixon's resignation. Highly unusual, but not without precedent. I'm not saying Marco Rubio is Henry Kissinger or vice versa, but Trump could keep him around for a while. And to put this in very simple email terms, when you're the national security advisor, your inbox has incoming from everyone in the national security foreign policy apparatus all the time. When you're the Secretary of State, you get some of that, but not all of that, because you're not the coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
The National Security Advisor is the coordinator, designated by the White House in this sort of role created after the end of World War II for the Cold War, to have a coordinating person in the West Wing, not located somewhere else in another bureaucracy, but right there in the White House. And that's a big deal. It's a central role for every president. It's nearly as important as the chief of staff because the interactions are that frequent. And the issues raised in the conversations with your national security advisor are never glancing. They're always hugely important. So Marco Rubio is going to be at the center of both of that. It wouldn't surprise. I mean, other names have been mentioned. Steve Witkoff has been mentioned, who's the sort of envoy for everything right now. Trump likes him. Trump is certainly keen on his capabilities. We'll see.
I've been
One
mentioned.
Thing that's important about this is that it's not a Senate confirmable. Whoever the president wants, if the president gets. Yep. Mike Wallace, as UN ambassador, will be Senate confirmed, and I'm going to be curious to see how that's going to go, because it won't be like the previous ones, because he's got a little bit of a track record, and there's some problems within it.
I noticed when I mentioned that I've been mentioned as the next NSA that you didn't even react in any way. I mean... I'd like a little more respect during this segment.
So I'm going to give you a quiz. You have 15 seconds. Name all five national security advisors under the Trump presidency. Go.
John Bolton.
That's
Mike
one.
Flynn.
That's two.
Mike Waltz.
That's three.
His caddy at Mar-a-Lago. And the sommelier at Bedminster.
Close. H.R. McMaster
that's
and Robert
right.
O'Brien.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Those two normal individuals. I mean, Mike Flynn, little different category. Little different category. Okay, so S&P and NASDAQ today compared to April 1st before Liberation Day? Up.
Mm-hmm.
Up. Okay. Employer job numbers today? Not great.
Better than expected.
Not
better
great, but better than expected. So should the administration be saying, you know, all of you folks who 30 days ago were telling everybody the world has ended, maybe in the long run we have made it through this and we haven't even announced any deals yet, so we're going to be in a lot better shape than you were telling the public about.
Well, what the market, I'll say this about the market. The market is pricing in carve-outs and also anticipating deals, because the carve-outs keep coming.
Yep.
When someone is pressurized, an industry is pressurized, they go to the president, they explain what they explained to him before, which he ignored, then he listens to him and says, no, this is going to be a real problem, and he starts to calibrate. The market's pricing that in, so it's much more optimistic than it was fatalistic 3 weeks ago. The jobs report, not spectacular. The GDP number negative was influenced heavily by imports, but not dramatically. The economic data, I think, for the first two quarters of the Trump presidency are going to be mixed. And it's all going to rely on what Republicans can or cannot put into the tax bill, the reconciliation package. How much of the 2017 tax cuts stay? I would venture to guess nearly all, if not all. And which other additional ones are added? Because the market is also calculating and betting on that. Then there are going to be regulatory changes the Trump administration is going to go through. Big business likes that. Small business likes that. I would say anyone who is going to place hard bets on the Trump economy long term better be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Because less regulation, lower taxes will spur certain kinds of economic growth. The big question is, are the tariffs real? And if they're real, how hard do they bite consumers? How hard does that bite affect consumers in terms of behavior and choices? When one worrying sign, consumer confidence continues to crater and tourism is down across the board. Trump keeps saying it isn't, but the numbers don't lie. It's down in all the places that rely on tourism. It's even down in places that don't necessarily rely on tourism as their principal source of local revenue. That's going to be a story to watch in the next year.
Last thing, about 2.5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
The 2020 election lies will never end. Donald Trump's at a religious event. He brings it up. He's at Alabama. He brings it up. Now I'm seeing in Oklahoma, it's gaining traction where high school students would have to identify discrepancies with the 2020 election in high school. They will have to admit, point out lies. Then, a man I know you've interviewed multiple times, the Department of Justice confirms that it wasn't just bluster, that they're investigating Chris Krebs, who by all accounts is a tremendous individual, did his job greatly under the Trump administration. He served as the director of cybersecurity and the Infrastructure Security Agency and pointed out that remarkable work was done during extraordinary circumstances during the 2020 election. And I'm talking to a man who wrote a book about this, so the floor is yours.
Yeah. So, very quickly on Chris Krebs. President Trump appointed him, and he worked for 4 years to make sure that state governments hardened their defenses against cyber attacks for all mission-critical election infrastructure, working with originally skeptical Republican governors who thought it was initially federal overreach. Then they dealt with Chris Krebs and said, no, this guy doesn't want to take over our systems. He just wants to help them make them stronger, more resilient. Chris Krebs did that. All Chris Krebs said about the 2020 election was it was secure from a federal cybersecurity perspective.
That's it.
That's what he said, which is an absolute permanent fact. And now he's being investigated. And because he's been investigated, his Global Entry program membership has been canceled. He's not hireable because anyone who hires him is going to be under the investigatory gaze of this Trump administration. So he's not hireable. His travel's not canceled. He can still move around, but just much more uncomfortably. All because he did what he was supposed to do, what Trump hired him to do, and what he did on behalf of the American people. And I don't care what they teach in Oklahoma or anyone else or anywhere else. The 2020 election, not perfect. No election is perfect. More pre-election litigation, more post-election audits, scrutiny than any election in American history. The result is the result. It will never change. But the mind-bending attempts to shift people's understanding of that election are an obsession with this White House.
Yes.
An obsession.
Always appreciate your flexibility, sir. Enjoy Arizona. Keep talking loud. We'll end the conversation. Just keep talking loud until somebody gets really, really upset. Thanks, my friend.
We just brought out some brass knuckles, so I think I might be in trouble.
That's not a good sign. Not good. I'll let you go. Major. Traveling to Sedona, I'm jealous. Major, he comes to Minnesota occasionally. Major's in good shape. He's committed to staying fit. Next time he comes, instead of taking him to a nice restaurant and playing golf, maybe we'll go to Stretch Lab. Maybe Major is so committed to his fitness, because I know he is from some of our off-air conversations, he'd like to go to one of the 11 locations in town. I don't know, does Major have the tight glutes, hips? Does he have the upper back issue? Does he have the rotator cuff? I hope he doesn't have the intercostal stuff, which I've been battling too long. Whatever he has, they're going to help him at Stretch Lab, whether he's in fit in his early 60s, high school athlete in your teens, you're an 80-year-old, or you're somebody who sits around a lot, doesn't exercise, and you want Stretch Lab to bail your lazy butt out. They're going to make it better for you. You'll run a little faster. You'll get to that extra ball and pickleball, and maybe hit that driver about 10 yards further. Half off your first visit. I've been going, including with Q, for 6 years. StretchLab.com. This is going to be a really long segment. I'm done in a few seconds. You want to say hi?
Hey.
There we go. Have a great weekend. Jason, Mark Fry, and Dan are next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.